thought it was very, very good performance from us. I thought they performed very well. That's one of the best Hall Stingray teams that I've seen in a long time. They gave us a lot of trouble, especially in our own zone, but we were able to contain them, keep them to the outside, and then just allow our skill to take over. And yeah, I thought the boys played excellent tonight.
And if not from for the goal frame, it could have been a lot more, conceivably.
I think, yeah, we had a lot of pucks within inches of their nets, and I still don't know how they went in. I'll have to look at the video. But yeah, I thought the scoreline could have been a lot higher too.
One word I was using to describe the team on the media gallery was relentless. Is that something you'd agree with, a relentless tempo from your side tonight?
Well, we're fast. We try to push it all the time. We try to dictate the game through puck possession, and then it's just allowing the players to express themselves with skill. And yeah, we want to push it all the time. We feel we're faster than most teams.
Obviously, you've got some players beginning to return to fitness, Rob Dowd and Pascal Morenze. Just give me an update on where they are fitness-wise.
Well, hopefully, we're hoping for both for good news for next weekend. Training will dictate that throughout the week, but it's drawing closer for both of them to be playing. It's all positive with them, and we'll know more. I would say check back in Thursday.
Is that a case of having to undergo assessments? And obviously Rob Dowd's had his cast off as well. Has he been involved in training at all?
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, but it's just slowly getting them back in. And, you know, we'll leave the final call down to our first-class medical team. We'll give us the first, first notification that those guys can play.
How will you have to shuffle the lines around to allow Pascal to come back in? It's been one of those things where he's been out for so long, and a lot of the lines are beginning to gel now.
Yeah, I think that'll be a good problem for me to have. I think I'll worry about that next week.
Three road games coming up next. Edinburgh and then Dundee. Just talk me through that weekend. How do you see it?
It's tough going into Scotland. Anytime, any team you go into, it's very difficult. They play extremely well at home, and their penalty kill and power play seem to be improved when you go into their building. So they're always tricky. You need to be ready, and you need to execute, because quite often in those games you'll get a couple early chances and you do need an early goal. So it'll be down to us just to be ready.
You've seen the way that both of those teams play now. What have you learned about Edinburgh and Dundee?
Well, I've learned a lot for when they come down here. Up there, it's a different story. They play a lot harder. They play a little bit different. So it'll almost be two different games.
What do you make to, obviously, the way that Edinburgh have changed their approach to the team this year? They seem a lot more physical, a lot tougher to break down, and a bit more of a beast to overcome this year.
You mean they're trying something new? Yeah, they are more physical. So it's good. I mean, they kind of had very similar teams for a lot of years, and they're trying a new formula. So credit to them for giving it a go. And, they're going to be tough to play against in their own rink. They're extremely big, extremely physical. And if you allow them to play, they'll hurt you. But it's down to us just to use their speed.
You've got a couple of days now between those games. You've not had a bit of a break for a while. What's the approach this week? Is it keeping up the intensity and trying to retain the momentum? Or is it a case of maybe giving the players a couple of days?
Oh, they get a couple of days. They've earned it. You know, I'm not big on numbers, but it was nine games, 21 days. They deserve a couple of days away. A couple of days away from me probably is a key too for mental approach. And then we'll probably have a tough one on Tuesday, and then just kind of rear it back up for the weekend with the intensity. But our training habits need to improve as well. So it'll be a good week of training.